Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 48. The UW Parkside Faculty Senate will hold a special meeting Friday afternoon to vote on a resolution critical of UW System President Ray Cross and the Board of Regents. The proposed resolution says the Faculty Senate strongly opposes the weakening of tenure and shared governance within the UW system and calls on Cross and the Regents to recommit themselves to the Wisconsin idea by carrying out their responsibilities and working with all faculty to strengthen the quality of the state's universities. It also calls on them to work with the legislature to make a positive case for improved access, affordability, and educational resources for students. The resolution calls for respecting, advancing, and participating in the shared governance of the UW system. The special meeting follows votes of no confidence in Cross and the Regents by the faculty at other UW campuses. Local post office workers will be on the job a little longer this Saturday for the annual food collection drive. On WRJN's Community Conversation, spokesman Dan DeRozier said it's part of a nationwide effort. He said blue-colored bags left at mailboxes are for non-perishable food items and pickup starting Saturday morning.
I'd like to thank the people that at the food bank and stuff for collecting the food. They make our job a lot easier now. With all the different volunteers, is when we first started this, we had to handle all the food and take it to the different pantries on top of delivering the mail.
DeRozier noted the postal food drive is about one-tenth the supply each year for the food banks, while adding that a lot of students on free and reduced lunch aren't getting it during the summer months. A public meeting on the proposed future reconstruction of Washington Avenue from Roosevelt Avenue to West Boulevard in Racine will be held next Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Fratt Elementary School on Kinsey Avenue. Project manager Bhupendra Bista with Strand Associates told the Public Works and Services Committee it will be a total reconstruction. He said the most notable changes will be the addition of signals at Perry Avenue and the loss of the cross driveway lights to Walgreens and Shopko, while also changing access points.
Roosevelt Avenue currently have full access there, so we'll be converting that to right-in, right-out only, because this being gateway to Racine, we are adding some entry feature in that area. Then Perry Avenue, it's a stop control situation now. We'll be adding new signal at Perry Avenue. Shopko driveway has a full access and a signal now. That will be converted to two-way stop with only left-in access, no left-out access there.
Storm sewers will be replaced where necessary, bicycle lanes created, decorative lights installed, and sidewalk ramps improved. Under the Americans with Disabilities Act, construction won't start until 2021 or 22. The Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking has a growing list of supporters, and among the youngest are the Stallman kids, 8-year-old Xander, 9-year-old Cece, and 13-year-old Patrick, who held lemonade cell fundraising events and presented their $154 in profits during a recognition at the Racine Police Department. Cece Stallman expressed the sentiment of all three kids in saying they thought the lemonade stand could help what their parents were doing.
Just thought that since Mommy and Daddy were working on it and that they were working really hard and that that they needed help, I just thought that maybe we could help them.
The Stallman kids are planning more lemonade fundraising activities this summer, with Dad building a larger permanent stand and Mom noting Cece wants business cards. The Racine County Economic Development Corporation holds its annual meeting later this afternoon at Veterans Terrace in Burlington. The keynote speaker will be Elaine Villemure, Vice President and General Manager of BRP Marine Propulsion Systems Division. BRP manufactures engines and recreational vehicles that include Evinrude, Can-Am, Spyder, and Ski-Doo. The company earlier announced that its World Training Center would locate to Sturtevant, and all senior-level executives will attend the event. The program starts at 5 p.m. RCED DC Awards will also be doled out at the gathering to be attended by business officials from across Racine County. The McDonald's on Douglas Avenue will be closed for a few days after a grease fire this morning in the kitchen. Caledonia fire units were called to the restaurant at about 7 o'clock this morning. The fire under a deep fryer appears to have been accidental but remains under investigation. A restaurant representative told the Journal Times that location could reopen by midday Saturday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.